Captain's log, stardate 42448.3. Things have gone seriously wrong. The inhabitants of Cherubus 2 have captured my chief of security, and my first officer and chief science officer are late in reporting in from their rescue mission. I'm afraid that they have been captured as well. I am recording this log because I have every intention of leading the next away mission. My crew is in this situation because of my decisions, and I refuse to send anyone else down there while I stay here. As such, I want it to be on the record that the decision to help the people of Cherubus 2, in direct violation of the Prime Directive, was solely my decision, and that no one on my crew should be held accountable for the actions taken under my direct orders. End log. What's the away team's progress, Dakan?
They've stopped moving, Captain. They've been with the other team for 5 minutes.
Far longer than it would be if they'd freed them.
That would be a fair assumption, Captain.
Out of the frying pan, Captain?
I'm afraid so, Lieutenant. Bridge to Dr. Savar.
Savar?
Doctor, meet me in Transporter Room 4. Bring your med kit. I'm not sure if your skills will be needed, but I want you along just in case.
If you insist, Captain.
Do you think someone's been injured?
There's no way to tell. I want him on hand, though, just in case.
For their sake, I certainly hope not.
Won't Sivar's alienness be startling to the inhabitants?
This coming from a Caitlin?
My apologies, sir. I didn't mean to...
I know what you mean, Dakan. But seeing that they have encountered humans, a Tiburonian and a Bajoran already, I don't think Dr. Savar's Vulcanness or personality will affect them too much more.
That's being generous, Captain, claiming he has a personality.
He has one, Lieutenant. It may not be one that most of you appreciate, but it's there nonetheless.
Captain, is it best for you to go down to the surface? Shouldn't you send someone else instead?
I've ignored so many protocols on this mission. What's one more? Adamus, you have the bridge.
Me, sir?
Why not? We're in standard orbit around a Class M Level 1 planet. Nothing you can't handle. If anything comes up, call Lieutenant Commander White in engineering. Besides, it'll give you some experience for the day you get to assume the big chair.
Yeah, like I'm in any hurry to move up the chain of command.
Good. We're only 100 meters from the campsite.
And why couldn't we beam directly into the camp?
First, the camp is built on a mineral deposit that is fouling up our equipment. That's why the observation team needed to amplify all their equipment while they were here. Even if the transporters had been able to set us down right in the middle of their camp, I wouldn't have wanted to. Situations are bad enough. The last thing those people need is to see us appearing out of thin air.
That's highly illogical, Captain. This society has already been contaminated due to your interference in their development. How much more can be done?
I was trying to save lives, Doctor. Certainly you can understand that line of thinking.
It is a worthwhile goal, Captain, but has been clearly noted as being against the Prime Directive.
Yes, yes. Everyone loves to use the Prime Directive as a reason to not get involved. But what about the fact that we're capable of saving these people's lives?
You are approaching this situation emotionally, Captain. That is not my area of specialty.
But the care of other life forms is, Doctor. Don't we have the moral obligation to help them in their time of need?
I provide mending to bodies, Captain. I do not need to care about how they feel about it. That is what we have Counselor Tally for.
And it's that mindset that keeps you from advancing to command. I want you to learn that there is more to all of this than just knowing that the hip bone is connected to the thigh bone.
The pelvic bone contains the hip joint, which connects to the femur.
You know what I meant.
I am as the Kolinar Matri, Captain.
Are you joking with me?
There is no need to get insulting, Captain. I was simply stating the facts.
We'd better get moving before we're found by a patrol or a hunting party.
If you are worried about the natives seeing transporter technology, Captain, why did you bring pattern enhancers?
A backup plan. I want to try to talk to the tribe elder, see if we can work this out without further contamination. But if it isn't possible, I want to be able to get our people out. no matter what.
If you use them, though, the enhancers will be left behind. Leaving advanced technology on an underdeveloped planet will potentially increase the contamination. It could be more harmful than beaming their leader aboard the Iliad and letting him walk around.
I know. I said backup plan. That's why they're in the knapsack. When we get there, I want you to discreetly examine our people and make sure that they can travel. Provided our crew is reasonably safe, I want you to gather up all the equipment the away teams had with them. Tricorders, phasers, communicators, everything. As you've so clearly stated, we can't leave anything behind.
That is very logical.
Thanks.
It was not a compliment, Captain. Merely an observation.
Of course. My mistake. Hopefully we can get out of this without our visit falling into the annals of future folklore.
It would more likely be mythology.
That's what I'm hoping to avoid. Or worse yet, theology.
Captain, you seem to be concerned about these people deifying.
Correct.
Why?
Because, Doctor, we're explorers, not gods. And I don't want anyone to think of us as such.
Why? You seem to have little problem with playing God. Why not let them think of you as such?
Strangers awake.
They make noise?
No. Karamath so cannot speak.
God. Scare little ones.
Apparently, the universal translators have managed to get enough of a sample to work.
But did not work earlier to allow either team to be understood. It needed a strong sampling for it to translate.
Exactly.
What do we do with... Oh, no. We kill them. Burn his offering to Sun God.
No. Maybe from Sun God.
No. Sun God sent creatures with our words.
You saw. First ones throw fire from sticks. Make marks on ground. But not burn earth.
Monsters!
No monsters. Did not fight.
Would it not be more logical to avoid direct interaction with the natives and simply remove our people from the area?
Probably. But then there would be more mystery surrounding us. Maybe if I speak to the Elder, show them that we aren't monsters or gods, they can minimize the impact that we've had here.
Highly illogical, Captain.
I know. It isn't the first time and it won't be the last. Go find the away team. Make sure everyone is okay and get them ready to leave.
We kill them!
No! I'm not allowed!
You lead us, or let someone else lead!
I, tribe leader. I, oldest. My words roll.
Let us do what must be done!
Must think more.
Elder! Monster!
I'm no monster. I'm a friend.
Monster!
He speaks. We hear words.
That's right. You can understand me. We learned your words.
Demon!
Quiet. We listen.
Thank you, Great Elder. My people and I, we come in peace. We will not fight you.
Why here?
We come from a place far away from here and traveled long distances to meet you. We've watched from afar to learn from you.
We see your magic. What do we teach you?
We don't have magic. We just do things differently than you. We have different ways. It doesn't make us better than you.
No, say better. You not better.
No, no. Not better. Wrong words. Just different. I want to take care of my tribe, just like you take care of yours.
I gotta try. Protect.
That's right. You and I, we are the elders of our tribes, and it's up to us to guide and protect them. Make sure they don't come to harm. And make sure that they don't do anything wrong.
Hard.
Yes. Sometimes it's very hard. But not hurting my tribesmen was the right thing. It was good.
They know hurt.
That's right. And I thank you for not hurting them.
No. They know hurt us.
Ah, I understand. That's right. Because they didn't harm your tribe, you didn't harm them.
Yes. That's what said.
Of course it was. As one elder to another, I ask that you let my people go. I want to take them back to our home.
You go far away.
Yes, we'll go far away and not disturb you again.
First we eat, elders feast, and talk peace.
Thank you. Do you have fruit or roots to eat?
Fruit. Eat meat, not plants. We not animals. Silence! That's not good. Make tribe sick.
I know. But not all plants are bad. Some are good.
What plants good?
What if you allowed my people to help, and we gather good plants and eat together?
Poison! Trying to poison us!
No. They know our deaths.
You not leader. You not guard.
I guard. Tribe know I guard. I speak for tribe.
Yeah.
I speak for tribe. Not you. Tribe not follow you. Take two caves and hold.
The elder said to take him. Grab him. I got his arms. Take him away.
Wait until friends leave.
You not leave tribe. Not go to cave.
Will he be fine?
Be fine. We hold until come. Take care of tribe, even stupid ones.
I know the feeling. My tribe's healer is with my people.
You know where people are. You don't take them?
No, I didn't take them. I wanted to show you respect. Have you released them?
Respect. I show respect. Release your people.
We must free them.
Thank you, Elder. Savar, you can bring them out now.
Yes, Captain.
Is everyone all right?
Yes, sir. Much to all of our relief. No one wanted the good doctor practicing on them. Is everything all right out here, Captain?
Yes, Commander. Do we have everything that we came in with?
Other than a bit of bruised ego? Yes, sir.
Did the right thing, Lieutenant. In the end, everything's going to work out okay. We're going to help this tribe gather food to eat for a feast before we go far away.
We're going to help them gather fruit and roots, Captain?
Exactly. After we eat a feast together, and they realize how tasty they are, our mission, visit, will be complete.
How did you...
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
What the pay?
I remember at the senior staff debriefing, White made comments about how we didn't do anything that wasn't done for humans during our Mesolithic era, and for the Egyptians. And then he started on that whole Ferengi Area 51 thing again.
Yeah, he's a great engineer, but sometimes his conspiracy theories are a bit out there. But in the end, the Cherubis has learned about the fruits and roots, so everything was worth it.
You had us drop relay buoys before we left orbit. Does the Federation ever check in on their progress?
Starfleet has placed a ban on the star system. It's a no-fly zone.
Oh, so how are they doing?
Just fine. The previous elder passed away 3 years ago. The Loudmouth tried to take over, but was overruled. The new guy seems good.
Do they still talk about us?
Occasionally, but only as their neighbors from a faraway land. I figure the stories will fade within a couple of generations, especially once they start exploring their own continent more.
I can't believe that Blitman filed charges against you, though. I'm not sure which pool had higher odds, you getting court-martialed, or that the ship was going to get attacked by some hostile alien while all of us were on planet side. Fortunately, we came out of it just fine, just as you did at your hearing.
Something like that.
Admiral Avery, Captain Connerly.
And now we'll see how yours went. Go ahead, Lee.
The tribunal is ready to resume session. They've made their decision.
Thanks, Lee. We're on our way.
Mm-hmm. This hearing is hereby reconvened. Please come to order. Thank you. Is the defendant ready to hear the verdict from the tribunal?
Yes, Commander.
The charge is violation of the Prime Directive, specifically, the removing of an indigenous pre-warp life form from Lambda 3 before it was destroyed. Captain Thomas, what is the tribunal's decision?
Due to the extenuating circumstances and the care that Captain Connolly took in ensuring that the inhabitants were made unaware of the relocation process, we find that he acted in good conscience, if not adhering to the letter of the directive. As such, we find Captain Connolly innocent of any wrongdoing.
Congratulations, Captain. You are free to go.
Thank you.
Don't thank me, Captain. They found you innocent because what you did was right.
It may have been right, but so was Commander Kites. What I did was a violation of the Prime Directive.
How can you be beating yourself up, Patrick Michael? You won.
But the fact is that the Prime Directive says I shouldn't have interfered. Can we really win if the law can cost lives?
What you need to remember is that the Prime Directive, while more than a suggestion, is not a be-all, end-all. It takes people with wisdom and morals to interpret it and make sure that the spirit is adhered to, if not to the letter. The problems occur when people go to one extreme or the other, making it an absolute or ignoring it completely.
The Tridoras needed your help. If you hadn't gotten involved, the entire race would have been wiped out. You moved them from their dying planet to Lambda 4, a more stable environment within the same system.
You did the right thing, Captain.
And the captains saw that. They made sure that right won out over bureaucracy.
Your inquiry was a closed session, Avery. I don't remember ever hearing the verdict. How did you get on?
I didn't.
What?
I was found guilty. There's an official reprimand on my record to this day. They didn't see a need to remove my captaincy, but they also wanted to make a point with me.
To be honest, Admiral, I don't remember any significant change. It must not have worked.
Oh, but it did. I learned that even Starfleet can make mistakes, even as good of a system as it is. After all, a part is only as good as the whole. I also learned that, if it was in my power, I would make sure it didn't happen again.
Admiral, are you saying that you fixed this ruling?
I'm saying that we must learn from our mistakes. If we don't, we are doomed to repeat them. And saving lives is never a mistake. You have been listening to Star Trek Eras, Episode 2. To err is human. To really mess things up, you need a directive. Starring, in order of appearance, Jim Caswell as Avery, Matt Halloran as Patrick Michael Connerly, Rick Steele as Jahos Timonier, Marty Smythe as Lee Adamus, Beth Halloran as Lieutenant Junior Grade Coe Lanier, Denise Donnell as Lieutenant Junior Grade Rasheen DeCon, and Eric Greva as Dr. Savar. This presentation also featured Pete Noddett as Commander Daniel Kites, Ken Halloran as Commander Blitman and the Tribesman, Doug Zeitlin as the Tribe Elder, and Kirok as Captain Mitchell Thomas. Eras is a production of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, with Star Trek being the property of Paramount Studios, copyright 2007. To Err is Human was written by Jim Caswell, edited by Ken Halloran, and mixed by Matt Halloran. Music was composed and produced by Matt Halloran. This has been a TWRPS online presentation.